Keeping nurseries open spreads virus and has disrupted our lives. Retired head of a children's center, this may seem comparatively minor issue. Insignificant when compared to the shocking number of deaths, poverty, and homelessness arising from the appalling mishandling of this pandemic by a callous shambolic government, but significant when multiplied by the millions of families being affected in these small ways without a collective voice. Childka, my son's girlfriend, is a local nursery teacher, and I have been looking after my 2-year-old grandson since last June, when she had to return to work. We knew that we were taking a big health risk when we started caring for him full-time, but it was important for him to have continuity. With the new variant now rampant, we have become more and more concerned. The action by the National Education Union, NEU, using Section 44, gave us some hope that we could finally all be safe. She wouldn't have to take the dangerous bus journey to work, where she cannot avoid being close to 3- and 4-year-olds who are, understandably, not very good at hand washing or social distancing. Unfortunately, we can't stay at home and protect the NHS as requested. Nursery teachers and early years workers are still expected to work. In fact, many teachers are still at work, providing a service for key workers, children and children in need. Nursery teachers are in a difficult position, because they are often the only teacher in their setting. There is no one to discuss with or to be supported by to take the Section 44 action. Individuals find it difficult to stand up to managers, even on serious breaches of health and safety. By invoking Section 44, encouraging teachers to take individual action, but en masse, the NEU had outmaneuvered the government, shut schools and provided immediate protection for most teachers, with full pay. Strike ballot in my son's girlfriend's case, balloted strike action would be better. It would enable her to withdraw her labor immediately. The union could negotiate a fair system for covering essential services that didn't place vulnerable workers or their families at risk, which they should be doing anyway. Very reluctantly, we are having to withdraw from caring for our grandson, because of our age vulnerability. It is heartbreaking for us, and tragic for our grandson who won't understand what's happened. But how ironic, a key worker, his mother, is forced to care for other key workers' children, while her child's care has been completely disrupted.